If you find yourself in Sicily, gather up all your bravery and make the white-knuckled drive up the sheer cliffs to the ancient town of Erice. Walk the cobblestone streets, take in those breathtaking views of the island's west coast, and then get down to business. Go to the pasticceria run by Maria Grammatico. Her sweets are impeccable. Taste as many as you can. She is the pastry queen of Sicily. Yet she has an unexpected story to tell, as reporter Lisa Morehouse discovered.
When I sit down with Maria Grammatico at her shop on Erice's main street, she hands me a tray of bite-sized, elegant pastries. First, a bocconcino, little bite. Then a paradise tart. In each, the main ingredient is almonds, made into marzipan.
They're much more frugal than they look.
Helping translate is her friend, American-born Mary Taylor Cimetti, who's lived in Sicily over 50 years and has written extensively about the island and its food. She says this town, Erice, was founded in the 12th century BC, according to Thucydides, and it's drawn worshippers since before recorded history.
There was a temple to Aphrodite and then to Venus. This was the only temple in the Mediterranean in Roman times that had sacred prostitutes.
You heard that right. All that history makes Erice seem intriguing, even romantic. But Maria Grammatico's childhood was anything but. She grew up as the daughter of a sharecropper in the country at the foot of this mountain we're on.
Ho sofferto tanto la fame. Perché non c'era niente da mangiare.
She says the family suffered from hunger, only eating what they could grow, potatoes, vegetables, fava beans.
Le fave.
Mary Taylor Cimetti puts this in context.
Sicily has always been very poor.
Except for a small aristocratic class. Then, during World War II...
The agriculture had been fairly well battered, and there was no work.
At age 10, life got even tougher for Maria Grammatico.
Perché è morto papà e non c'era niente da mangiare. Allora mamma ne ha messo in collegio.
Her father died, the family was kicked off the land, and her mother had no choice but to put Grammatico and her younger sister in an orphanage here, the Instituto San Carlo. The women in charge were so old, Mary Taylor Cimetti says, that while Maria Grammatico lived there...
18 of them died, and she was one of the ones that was responsible for preparing the bodies for burial.
Mangiare la mattina davano il latte.
For breakfast, she says, they got only milk, increasingly watered down during the week, so that on Sundays, she'd just throw it in the toilet.
Latte lo buttavo nel gabinetto.
The girls all worked. One of Grammatico's jobs was to help make the pastries the sisters sold to the public.
There's a tradition of convent pastries that goes way back to the 16th century, at least, probably earlier.
Because monasteries and religious institutions often grew nuts, raised animals, made wine and cheese, and sold them to survive.
But the enormous trafficking in pastries is something very Sicilian.
Un pezzettino di pasta ci dovevo lavorare tutto il giorno.
Grammatico shaped marzipan into decorative flowers over and over again, learning at the elbow of one strict but kindly sister named Stellina.
È stata la seconda mammina mia.
Who was like another mother to her.
E mi diceva sempre, Stellina, guardare.
Watch and learn, Stellina instructed, and Grammatico did, breaking almond shells with a hammer, peeling the nuts by hand before putting them in a meat grinder. In the kitchen today, Grammatico still grinds the almonds with a meat grinder. Grammatico says she'll taste the pastries just for quality control. Mary Taylor Cimetti says she's never seen her friend eat one.
When she was an orphan doing it with the nuns, she was only allowed to eat ones that got burnt.
So it's no real surprise when Grammatico tells me almost proudly,
"Ce l'ho rubate, però l'ho fatto con piacere. Lo rifarei di nuovo. Tutto quello che ho fatto lo rifarei di nuovo."
She stole the recipes, but I'd do it again today. I'm not sorry I did it. I'd do it again today.
Non era perché volevo fare la pasticcera.
Grammatica says she had no real passion for pastry, just a family back home struggling to eat. She had to learn this job. At age 22, she left the San Carlo and within a couple years opened a little pastry shop in Erice. There were consequences.
How did the sisters react?
Male, non mi hanno salutato più.
Even her beloved Stellina would no longer talk to her, and that hurt.
Sono conosciuta in tutto il mondo, lavoro.
Now, though, Grammatico and her pastries are so well known, she says she can feed 20 people, her employees. She and Mary Taylor Cimetti co-authored a book called Bitter Almonds, filled with the recipes and Grammatico's story. Cimetti has a theory as to why the public always supported her.
Maybe they could see that the convent was on its last legs and that she was going to be the one that was keeping it alive. That's my guess.
But for how long? Grammatico will leave her three shops to the nieces and nephew who work here, but she says for them, it's just a business. She shrugs when I say she alone has that convent experience infused into every bake.
Nascemo.
She says, we're born and we die, everything grows, comes to light, and then it's done.
E si muore. Basta. E finisce.
She won't be here forever.
Io non posso essere eterna qua.
Lisa Morehouse is an independent radio producer based in San Francisco. She's creator of the series California Foodways.